Our safe and healthy communities are the foundation of our state, and one of the reasons that New Hampshire is such a great place to live and to raise a family. There are, of course, other priorities we must address too in order to maintain our high quality of life. We must continue working to advance critical priorities that support economic growth and help innovative businesses like yours create jobs, the kind of jobs that will strengthen and grow our middle class. When I visit businesses across the state, you continue to tell me that a strong, highly educated workforce remains your number one need. A strong workforce begins with a strong education at all levels, from early childhood to our K-12 system to higher education. A high school degree is rarely enough for jobs in the changing economy, and our people need access to affordable higher education in order to climb the ladder of opportunity. We've made important progress to hold down the cost of higher education. We froze in-state tuition at our university system for the first time in 25 years, and we lowered tuition at our community colleges. A new partnership is bringing state and local government together with the education community and other stakeholders to work toward a new 65 by 25 goal, ensuring that 65% of New Hampshire's population holds a post-secondary credential or degree by 2025. We must also continue working to prepare our students at the K-12 level for higher education and the challenges of the changing economy. That's why together we increase math requirements for our students, and building on the efforts of our STEM task force, we are developing stronger science standards for our K-12 public schools, developing new options for math classes, and integrating computer coding into our curriculum for a 21st century education. Across the country, New Hampshire is recognized as a leader in competency-based education. Through our PACE pilot program, 7 school districts and 1 charter school are now reducing the level of standardized testing in favor of more locally managed assessments that are integrated into the students' day-to-day work, a model that is expanding nationally based on New Hampshire's success. But in order to ensure that our schools can continue to be innovators in public education, we really need to meet our financial commitment to all of our students, which is why I've been urging the legislature to lift the cap on the school building funds that currently exist. As we educate our young people and build a highly skilled workforce of the future, innovative businesses looking to grow here in New Hampshire need more workers now. We have an opportunity to better use the talent of our own people right here in New Hampshire, helping our businesses thrive while closing the opportunity gap for New Hampshire's children and families. We are certainly proud that New Hampshire's child poverty rate is among the lowest in the nation, but no child should live in poverty. And the best indicator of the long-term success of a child is the success of his or her parents. Children whose parents are able to work their way into the middle class are themselves more likely to stay in the middle class. That's why I've announced a new plan, Gateway to Work, aimed at developing and expanding our workforce as our economy continues to strengthen, while at the same time closing the opportunity gap for our families. Gateway to Work repurposes existing federal funds to help Granite Staters succeed in the workforce. With this new initiative, we have the opportunity to help those on the New Hampshire Health Protection Program or other state programs move into jobs that pay sustainable wages. That then lessens their need for public assistance. Through Gateway to Work, we will strengthen job training, create new apprenticeship opportunities, help remove the barriers that cause too many of our citizens to fail in the workplace, and help our young people get a leg up on their future. So here's what Gateway to Work will do. First, we know that many good-paying jobs at innovative employers require more than a high school education. We've seen success with partnerships between our community colleges and our innovative businesses. So So we will establish more partnerships between the community college system and the business community to create apprenticeship programs in high-need areas such as advanced manufacturing, information technology networking, and healthcare. These are really solid, good-paying career pathways that will help expand our middle class. Second, while businesses need workers, they are often reluctant to risk the investment of time and money that comes from hiring someone who may require additional training or who lacks reliable access to childcare or transportation. We'll help overcome such obstacles for workers and businesses by providing employers with job training grants and salary support for eligible workers for 6 weeks. This will help ensure that workers can get a fair shot at a new career while providing businesses with the workforce that they need to grow and thrive. Third, we also know that there are individuals who face significant barriers to joining the workforce. Goodwill of Northern New England and Families in Transition have begun a pilot project in Manchester to help individuals who were served by the Temporary Assistance to Needy Families, or TANF program, overcome barriers and enter the workforce. We will partner with these nonprofits and other organizations willing to address this challenge through efforts such as increasing case management, eliminating child care co-pays for TANF clients, and expanding in-home visitation to work with more at-risk parents. Each of these steps will help these individuals enter and stay in the workforce. Finally, because work experience as a young person can help ensure success in school and in the workforce later in life, we will strengthen our efforts to prepare at-risk youth for the workplace. These efforts will include expanding after-school and summer youth employment programs for young people, including apprenticeship and on-the-job training. And we'll create a pilot program that will allow counselors to work with at-risk middle schoolers to develop education and career plans. Through Gateway to Work, we can provide more of the workers that our businesses need to thrive, and we can help give more of our families the opportunity to work their way to self-sufficiency and into the middle class.